Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX is the only number you need, Jenny. It is 6:14, Tom and Laura in the morning. So good to have you with us at 6 o'clock in the morning. We could talk about what we did this weekend and instead of just listening to Tom ranting and what we call thinking out loud. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was great.
It's hot.
Yes, incredibly hot. Just kind of hung around, saw the family. That's about it.
That's cool. I just stayed cool. That's it. I live in a house that has central air except for my recording studio, which I spent a lot of time in this weekend doing some extra work. It was 91 degrees inside my studio at 9 a.m. in the morning. I got in my car and I drove somewhere and bought an air conditioner.
Did you really? Do you know what's funny? You mentioned central air over the weekend as I was being incredibly grateful for the central air in my home.
There you go.
I looked at the husband and I was like, does central air need to be serviced?
Ooh. Yes. Careful on that.
And he was like, yeah. I go, well, we've never had it before. Like, what do you do for it? And he goes, I don't know, but we need to make sure it's going to keep working. I'm going to Google.
There it is. Because when you move into a house that has it and you've never had it, you're like, hey, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
And people do the same thing with their furnaces. People do the same thing with everything, actually. But and this is starting to sound like thinking out loud, but I just said, you know what? I can't do this. There's if I walk through those French doors over there, there's a 20 degree temperature difference between that room and where I'm sitting.
Man.
I can't do it. So I bought one of them big honking floor models. You know?
Oh, the kind that it kind of then has the accordion-like thing off the back and you stick it out the window or the door?
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like a stackable washer dryer. It's so freaking large. And then I stuck the hose out through one of the slider windows and I flipped it on and life has been good.
Did it work well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's amazing. This thing
I don't have experience with those floor type models, just the traditional window units.
Me either. And just like your husband, I Googled just to figure out how to hook the thing up, you know? So yeah, that was my adventure for the weekend. But also, and we'll talk about this in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, I've got a feature to bring to the show. I was hanging out at a 103 and 101 year old drive-by birthday parade yesterday.
No way.
It was probably one of the most amazing things I witnessed in a long time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Two World War II veterans celebrating 100 plus years on planet Earth. And it was pretty cool. Our news department has all the information too, so they'll bring it to you in brief. But I put together a little something in my studio that will bring the audience at 8 o'clock this morning, which is pretty cool. So I'm glad we had a hot, sticky, cool weekend, if you could say that.
I think we can.
And let's move forward with another hot Monday. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next, at least we think. Also sports and a check on the AccuWeather forecast. Mark Lawrence is on vacation all week this week, Laura.
Good for Mario.
I don't think he's ever taken a whole week off, unless he's hanging from a tree in the middle of the woods trying to shoot something.
But maybe he is.
I don't, in the summer? Okay, maybe.
What season is it? There's got to be something.
There's got to be something in season, you're right. Anyway, so we have the pleasure of having Chris Elio back, and Ali Stevens will be in later in the week. So we're going to do like a mishmash of news anchors this week. That should be
pretty
cool.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Top of the hour, you heard that it's National Lollipop Day. I can't remember the last time I had one.
It makes me think of The Wizard of Oz. We represent the Lollipop Cube. Lollipop Cube.
They were scary. Anyway.
Right? Or else lollipop, lollipop, ooh, la, la, lollipop, lollipop.
Lollipop.
Bow, bow, bow.
The Dum Dum lollipop brand makes 12 million lollipops a day and sells nearly 2.5 billion lollipops a year. Tootsie Roll Pop makes about 16 million Tootsie Roll Pops a day. Wow.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you like a Tootsie Roll Pop?
I did when I was a kid, but I haven't had one in maybe 50 years. I don't know.
This is an unpopular opinion. I do not.
Oh.
I don't like a Tootsie Pop.
Why not? You don't like that Tootsie Roll in the middle?
I like a Tootsie Roll on its own.
Don't mess with the Tootsie Roll?
In combination with the lollipop, I don't know. It grosses me out. I don't like it.
Wow. Is this a question for social media this morning with Tom and Laura? I don't know.
I don't know if people have strong opinions about Tootsie Pops, but I definitely do.
Well,
I like the kind with the bubble gum in the inside.
Yeah, how about lollies in general? What kind of lollipop do you like? It's National Lollipop Day. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if
I like a Dum Dum.
I just like the name.
Dum Dums.
Yeah, the Dum Dum was the official lollipop of one of my daughter's soccer teams for two reasons. Sometimes the girls acted like dum-dums, and sure. So the coach passed them out, and then he always passed them out to the parents so they'd have something in their mouth to keep them quiet during the game.
What a smart coach.
He was a very smart man. News is next. You do it, Laura. Say whatever you want.
Oh, my gosh. Do I get to be Chelsea Celsius?
Yeah, but you can't see the weather on your screen, so I mean, just say whatever you want because gosh, it's going to be hot, right?
Today's going to be a scorcher. Partly cloudy, a high near 91 degrees today, with winds westwardly at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
What? There ain't no wind out there. It's hot.
Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 65 overnight.
That's not bad, but you totally missed on today. Hot, humid, temperatures at least 93. Hot
no,
tomorrow.
Partly cloudy.
Hot
high, 91.
Tomorrow. Hot Wednesday. Hot Thursday. Maybe a break on Friday.
With random rain.
Right now, 75 in our backyard on top Blue Hill.
And it's 74 degrees in Elysburg.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What's my age again? A question I never ask. I just leave it alone. It's just one of those things. Anyway. I think we're getting up to speed here. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Seems like it.
Are you going to put any lollipop kind of question on social media this morning?
If you would like me to.
Yeah, I think.
I'm not that interested in it, but that's okay.
Because how about blow pops?
I love blow pops.
Okay.
I love them.
There you go. And Tootsie Roll pops. And whatever. Homemades aren't bad. My grandmother used to make homemade lollipops. But anyway, we don't want to spend the whole show talking lollies because today is also Moon Day.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Fly me to the moon.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
The killing moon.
I'm being followed by a moon.
Today in history, July 20th, 1969. Humankind first walked on the moon. Pretty cool stuff.
Very, very cool.
I remember watching it on live TV, black and white, which was a transmission of Neil Armstrong actually stepping on the moon on ABC News.
That's awesome.
Live. My parents let me stay up. It was so cool. That was Apollo 11, and then we landed on the moon for 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. We don't need to talk about Apollo 13. It was a good movie, and it was true.
It was an excellent movie.
And it was
Tom Hanks did a good job.
And it was true. The last man to step on the moon. Interesting piece of trivia here. Astronaut Gene Cernan, Apollo 17.
Okay.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
What year was that? Do you know?
No idea. They didn't give the date. But wow. Hey, you know what? In its typical American fashion, we started losing interest in it. And so poor Gene, like, nobody knows who the guy is. They know who Neil Armstrong is, but Gene was the last man to set foot on the moon in Apollo 17. And he's like, eh, it's old school. Anyway, National Moon Day. Celebrate.
Before you go.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7 o'clock news on the way next. A check on sports and maybe AccuWeather, you never know. You know, if we're in the mood, we'll just get it done for you. What a crazy world we live in, Laura.
That is the truest statement that I've ever heard.
Like the progressive commercial said, the new norm, it will never be norm. You know, that kind of thing. A meeting in Provo, Utah, to talk to parents about whether their kids should be wearing masks to school this fall was postponed because everybody who showed up at the meeting didn't have a mask.
Hello, everyone. This is the exact opposite of what we need to be doing. We are supposed to be physically distancing, wearing masks. And so all of our medical experts... Everyone is encouraging us to do that. This room is not complying with these health guidelines. This creates a health concern for this meeting. So I'm going to suspend the rules, and I'm going to make a motion to continue this entire meeting to another date. All in favor, say aye.
Can we have discussion?
Unbelievable. So, you know, what kind of world do we live in? You're having a meeting to discuss wearing masks, and everybody shows up without a mask on.
Yeah.
I swear every time
I don't want to be sad on a Monday.
Okay.
I swear every time I hear these people scream out about their masks, I just picture the William Wallace scene where they're all screaming like freedom and going crazy and like,
freedom!
It's true.
And they have no idea. Like they just don't even know. Like they don't even know what they're screaming about.
The real news is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. We get these new sponsors, and we have to put them on the air because, you know, this whole COVID thing's been crazy on the rest of us, all of us, even local businesses. We have a welcome back gift card blast coming up from Isabella's Restaurante.
Love Isabella's. So good.
Because they are a local business that fought through the COVID and they continue to stay open. I like it. But what is up with this next commercial? It's, you know that Girls Gone Wild thing?
Oh, geez.
Well, I guess there's a new video you could order called, well, never mind. Let's just do it.
Warning, this video contains adult material not suitable for children. Tired of the same old politicians, experts, and doctors telling you to wear a mask? Of course you are. Introducing Karen's Gone Wild, COVID-19 edition. The action never ends when real Karens are asked to wear masks in public or be refused service by private businesses. The surprises don't stop when these lawyer Karens inform you of their rights.
You're breaking the law.
Don't love social distancing? Get up close and personal with these coffin Karens. And it's yours on DVD for only $9.99. Use your credit card and you'll get the all-new racist Karen's Gone Wild All Lives Matter edition for free. Watch as Karens all across America patrol the streets of their suburbs demanding anyone who isn't white answer a few questions.
I'm asking you if this is your property.
You've never seen Karens like these. They know everyone who lives on this street except you.
You live here?
Yes. Okay, then.
Hey, look.
Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Feeling good. 94KX, Tom and Laura on a hot, sticky Monday morning. Highs in the 90s again today. Laura, you know I was married once, right? A long time ago?
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Oh, you didn't know that. Okay, I was.
No, I didn't.
And one thing I was always dragged to would be the IKEA.
I love the IKEA.
I'm not a big fan, but I do love the meatballs.
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, Swedish food court. That's why the husband loves it. He goes for the meatballs and the gummy candy.
See, and that's exactly why IKEA does that. Their furniture is crappy, but they have meatballs and gummies for your hubby. So there you go.
Tom, management wants you to know that we just were sponsored by IKEA.
Oh, sorry. Their furniture is fantastic at IKEA. Stop at your local IKEA today. Oh, wait, there isn't one.
Conshohocken.
There you go.
It's the closest one.
So my then spouse would drag me to Conshohocken, and mm-hmm. I would eat the meatballs. And I'm reading today that they actually serve over 1 million meatballs a year.
Wow. Do they really?
A furniture store. Ugh. And now they're announcing, you might want to get your husband near the radio for this one. It's exciting. Okay. And now they're announcing plant-based meatballs.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So we brought in to make the special announcement. We've spared no expense here with Tom and Laura.
To
bring in the Swedish chef.
Good morning from IKEA, Bork Bork. Just a notin' to let you know one. We'll be serving plant-basting, meatballing, bork, bork. No more mooing from the cowin', but the same tasting, Swedish cooking, you'll be loving, moo, moo. Beyond meatin', round and veggie, name we're calling, plant-balling. And free sampling, being serving, over on the Norden. Have a seat on the orf jaw.
What?
And enjoying the plant-balling, bork, bork.
Okay, thank you, chef. And I'm told here that the Norden is the table and have a seat on your Orshapulid is the chair. So there you go.
Got it.
Yeah! 94KX, Tom and Laura Live, a segment we do out in the community, or we bring the community here. Yesterday, I had the chance to attend a very special COVID drive-by parade for two residents of Northumberland who were 103 years old and 101.
This is so cool.
And they both live at Nottingham Village. A nurse at Nottingham arranged the drive-by parade, and it was amazing. Joe Diblin is actually 103 years old today. And his partner in veteran crime, Dave Symington, is 101. Both are World War II veterans. Incredible story. We'll get to that right after we talk about our very favorite, Captain Tom Moore, has been knighted. Yay.
Yay.
If you remember back at the beginning of the COVID, Captain Tom Moore, also in a constant care retirement facility, decided to walk laps in his yard to raise money. He raised over $40 million. And,
unbelievable.
And you and I were the first to say it. Remember, we said this British guy should get knighted.
That's what I said. If anybody deserves to become a sir, it's this guy.
And it finally happened.
Absolutely overwhelmed by that. Doesn't everybody get the chance to see the Queen, is it? I think that's going to be absolutely marvellous for me. I don't. If I kneel down, I'll never get up again.
There's something to be said about living to see the century mark. There's so much more to be said about a World War II veteran that's 100 years old. Recently, we've all heard and read stories of that sort. But what about two World War II veterans turning 103 and 101 years old this month, and both live in the same retirement community? Meet Joe Diblin and David Symington, both guests of honor in a pandemic-age drive-by parade.
Happy birthday, Joe. Happy birthday, Dave.
Staff, residents, family, and friends gathered in the Northumberland community of Nottingham Village to pay tribute to Joe, 103 years old, today, and Dave, 101 years old, earlier this month. Both serving in World War II, Diblin, a five-year bomber pilot with 40-plus years in aviation, and Symington serving in General Patton's personal evac command. But on this day, there was no party, and this was not a typical parade. Nottingham Village continues in COVID-19 lockdown. So for Joe and Dave, they sat under a shaded pavilion under the close supervision of masked medical staff, as paraders did, as we've often seen in social distancing coronavirus parades, drive by in their trucks, cars, and even golf carts, braving the 90-plus degree temperatures.
Happy birthday, after the parade and still outside, masked and armed with a 6-foot boom microphone, I talked with these two celebrated centurions. First, talking to the ever so humorous Joe Diblin, asking him how he made it to 103.
Yeah, I got that way chasing girls.
Chasing girls.
Is it still working for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It still works.
Everybody knows your life in the service, being a pilot. Everybody knows that. What kind of advice would you give younger people, being that you're 103 years old? What can you tell them?
Well, of course, you have to be very fortunate. But I feel that all those years of aviation, I had to really save my life, my health, by exercise and proper food and lay off of the alcohol.
Oh! We don't believe that for
a minute.
Did I do something wrong? Well, I haven't had a glass of wine in a month.
Oh. Darn it. David, you're a youngster here. You're only 101.
Yeah, I'm here. I have a ways to go yet.
But what's it like being in the same care community with another veteran that's over 100 years old?
Yeah, well, he outranks. And,
do you still
and
have to salute him?
No, we're both the same rank.
All right.
Yeah.
You started as a farmer in this area.
Yeah. Right?
And you had a tractor business years ago?
Yeah.
What advice do you have for younger people today in this world?
Well, stay home at night and study. Education is going to be the salvation of this country.
Education will be the salvation of this country. Wise words from Dave, and advice we should all perhaps take in this day and age of divide and opinion on social media. And as far as Joe, maybe a glass of wine from time to time isn't a bad idea either. So the parade went on the grounds of Nottingham for over an hour in Northumberland. And for Joe and Dave, they look forward to next year at 104 and 102 years old. Said one of this duo, it'll be a better parade with lots of hugs and kisses.
Tom, what an awesome thing that you got to do. That story is amazing.
Thank you. Those two guys are amazing. Channel 16
education.
Was there. Oh yeah.
Education will be the salvation of this nation. Wow.
101 years old and he said that. Just amazing. Just amazing.
Wise words.
Channel
Such
16
wise,
was there.
Wise words.
So you may see it on television today if you care to watch. WKOK News Radio is covering it. And our friends at the Daily Item were there as well. Happy birthday, Joe, and happy birthday, Dave.
Oh, here's to many more to come. Such wise words from some awesome centurions.
Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Found kind of a cool story, and since Chris Elio's on, Neil Schoen from Journey this morning, there's a pretty cool story. A man wearing a mask, a face covering, went into an antique shop in Massachusetts and sat down and started playing the piano, so well that he was caught on video. Clip was posted on social media and soon it went viral. So many people began to ask who was that guy, and they wanted to start a GoFundMe page for the mystery man so he could buy the piano because he just sat and played it and got up and left. Don't stop believing.
Who was it? Do we know?
Yeah, they found out the guy was, he's not a musician, just knows how to play the piano quite well. His name was John Thomas Archer. And the antique store gave him the piano.
Awesome. I love a feel-good story.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I think we stole that song from Eagle 107.
Our rock, yes, we did.
Our rock station here in the building. But I love it anyway. It's all good. Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty. I got listening in my studio a couple nights ago to King for a Day by Tom Petty.
Okay. Yeah.
Good to Be King. That's the title. It's Good to Be King. Google it and tell me that is not the state of the world today. Did Tom Petty have a vision? Was he a prophet? I don't know.
He probably did.
Yeah, but just Petty's kind of sarcastic, lyrical delivery. It's good to be king. Yeah, just Google it. That'd be cool. Hey, our Welcome Back gift card blast is still going on, Laura, right through the month.
Yes, indeed it is. We are so happy to have so many awesome small businesses in Central Pennsylvania.
One of them is Isabella's Restaurante in downtown Selins Grove, and they are our mom and pop shop of the day. They're open Monday through Saturday, by the way, 4 p.m. until 11, and they ask you to bring your mask when you visit. A $50 gift card to be given away this afternoon from Isabella's. That's pretty cool.
All I know is Domenico makes the best food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, old-fashioned.
Oh, no. That's my girl, Sammy, behind the bar.
There you go. Remember the Triad Tuesday where Domenico and his son Rocco came in and they made me an old-fashioned? I was like, yes. Yummy.
Yes, I do. I also believe you had to go and take a moment and sit at your desk before you went out on any calls.
Yeah, I took a nap. Sure I did. Yeah. Sure I did. Isabella's Restaurante. Today's Welcome Back gift card blast. With Mark Stevens after 4 o'clock.
So get you up and going out of bed.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans is on the way next. He's sporting a really cool pair of shorts. That's all I'm saying. And he's got a Pondus Farm shirt on. Hey, who doesn't love Pondus, right?
I love Pondus.
Yeah, so do I. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. And Friday, we had a big news story on the passing of a great congressman and a peacemaker who sometimes didn't take the easy road, right, Laura?
No, that's true. Congressman John Lewis passed away at the age of 80. And not only was he a civil rights activist, but also served his nation by being a member of Congress.
Mm-hmm. So. He was one of the CBS This Morning yesterday did a big feature on him. He was one of the original members of the lunch counter crew in the mid 60s. Mm-hmm. He was only like 17 years old. And he and other African-American youngsters would walk into restaurants and sit at the lunch counter and try to order a menu, and they were always arrested and sometimes beaten severely. I mean, wow. I mean,
and they were trying to peacefully protest those Jim Crow laws that were in existence in the southern portion of this nation in the 60s.
Yeah.
He was a quiet hero.
He was. And then off into college where he was the head of several student groups, and then later becoming Martin Luther King Jr.'s right-hand man. I mean, they showed a photo of Martin Luther King and President Kennedy in the Oval Office side by side with an entourage of other people. Standing just off the shoulder of Kennedy was John Lewis, and he looks like he's about 20 years old. Amazing.
He probably Amazing. Was.
Yeah, but he did say a lot of things that I think we could all pay attention to, right?
Yes, there were so many good quotes to choose from this morning, and
probably,
as I was looking through them all, I found one that I feel like applies to all of us today, particularly in the current climate that we're in.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, Laura's thought for the day.
From the late, great Congressman John Lewis. Do not get lost in a sea of despair. Be hopeful. Be optimistic. Our struggle is not the struggle of a day, a week, a month, or a year. It is the struggle of a lifetime. Never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble. Necessary trouble.
Perfect. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.